And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with our intrepid theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you. How you doing?
Doing fine and happy to be here.
Glad to have you. So we're going to talk about a new show at Center Stage here in Baltimore. It's called Trinity. So given the title, Trinity, does this have anything to do with religion? I've been to church once or twice. I've heard of Trinities.
Well, I have to say, God does appear briefly as a character, and there's also a scene in a confessional with a priest, but the title, Trinity, is written in lowercase. That seems to suggest that while religion may figure in, this isn't a play about religion. The play's author, Lena Waithe, said in a recent interview that she wants, quote, people to examine that word and what it means when you remove holy and don't capitalize it. So what does it mean? What is the play about?
Yeah.
It's about three women who become a romantic triangle. The women are identified only as A, B, and C. At the beginning of the play, A and B are a couple. C is B's best friend. But allegiances change. I won't say more. To go back a bit, Lena Waithe is an Emmy Award winner. She's the creator of the Showtime TV series The Chi, that's set in Southside Chicago. And she's a writer and one of the stars of Netflix's Master of None. Trinity, however, is Waithe's playwriting debut, and it's her first time acting on stage. She plays character A. The play is making its world premiere at Baltimore Center Stage, so this is a pretty big deal for Center Stage, and the theater has extended the run through March 15th.
Yeah, so it's pretty popular so far. So you mentioned Lena Waithe and her work on television, but the shows that you just mentioned are, you know, realistic shows. I mean, they're about, you know, sort of real people doing real stuff. It sounds to me like Trinity is kind of non-realistic. I mean, is that true? How does Trinity shape up on the realism?
It is definitely non-realistic, especially in format. Stevie Walker Webb, Center Stage's artistic director and the director of this production, describes Waithe's playwriting as avant-garde. I would add surrealistic and existential. At a press conference at Center Stage last month, Lena Waithe described her attraction to theater, saying, there's nothing you cannot do. You just have to have imagination. So you won't see the gritty streets of Chicago or any other city in Trinity, but you will see an opening scene set in outer space and, as I just said, an actor playing God. The play takes place on multiple levels. Character A is writing a play, and we see what she's writing acted out as she's writing it. So there's a significant meta or self-referential aspect to the play. That's one level. The second level is scenes and instances called what-ifs. These are the characters asking questions they don't want to answer. There's a third level, real-life scenes. This is the closest the play gets to realism. And then there's yet another level that consists of flashbacks. These are identified by the word flashback, projected on the back wall of the set. So this is a complex ride. It's Lena Waithe letting her imagination run free while dealing with universal subjects and themes, relationships, honesty or dishonesty, knowing what you want, knowing who you are, betrayal. I brought a clip in which character B expands on the issue of what-ifs. This is Courtney Sauls as B, and as you'll hear, she gets rather heated. Let's listen.
You want to play a game of what-ifs? Okay. I'll play your stupid game. What if you never cheated? What if I knew what it was like to have a heart with no scrapes or bruises? What if I knew what it was like to be loved by someone the same way I love them? What if I didn't have to be resilient in my own house? What if I didn't have to feel invisible in this play? What if your self-discovery didn't obliterate my self-esteem? You left me without ever leaving the house.
Ooh, that's Courtney Sauls in Lena Waithe's new play, Trinity. It's having its world premiere here at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, tell us a little bit more about the relationships of these three characters and how they're portrayed. They're just three actors in the play, that's it?
That's right, just three. But I have to say, A's typewriter is almost a character in itself. If we look at the play chronologically, and the action is not always chronological, A and B appear to have been together for some time. B seems to be the most grounded, stable, conventional of the characters, although you heard her pretty worked up there. She is played as grounded and stable by Courtney Sauls. The character called C, on the other hand, is fun-loving, narcissistic, At one point, she actually says, "I just want to have fun." The way that Fedna Jaquette plays her, she seems younger than the other two, not particularly deep thinker. The deep thinker is character A, Lena Waithe's role. Waithe portrays her as troubled by her efforts to discover not only where she is romantically, but where she is in the world. All of her relationships, especially the one with her mother, seem fraught. Does A learn anything by the end? Well, that ultimately may be up to the viewer to decide. I mentioned that A's typewriter is almost a character. I have a clip that's an example of that. What you're going to hear first is characters A and C in the play as A is writing it. You'll also hear A's typewriter in the background. And there's often an echo in the voices. Possibly this is the way A hears them as she's trying to juggle them, to sort them out, to sort out her relationships in her head. Plus, character B interjects a couple of times near the end. Let's listen.
"You're crazy.
So are you.
Not in the same way.
Then why do you want me?
I'm a masochist.
So am I.
You're miserable.
So are you.
At least I know how to manage my emotions.
You don't manage your emotions. You intellectualize them.
I'm bored with this conversation.
Of course you are,
because it's not about you. This is about all of us.
Why can't it just be about me and you?
You need a sacrificial lamb.
No need to get biblical.
We don't need a third.
The play is called Trinity.
That's Lena Waithe. She's in the play, and she is the playwright. With Fedna Jaquette and Courtney Soles, they are the cast of Trinity, the current show in its world premiere at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, you mentioned Trinity takes place everywhere from, you know, outer space to a confessional and to, you know, more domestic settings. What kind of set captures all those different locales?
A very abstract set. It's designed by Simeon Carpenter. It's, in fact, one of the most abstract sets I've seen at Baltimore Center Stage. The show is in Center Stage's upstairs head theater. The configuration there usually is a thrust stage, but this thrust seems deeper than usual. The main feature is a long white ramp that slants down to the edge of the stage. There's an old black metal typewriter near the end of the ramp. As I mentioned, occasionally there are words like flashback projected on the back wall. But basically, as soon as you walk into the theater and see this set, you know something different is going to happen. And it does. A good part of Trinity takes place in character A's head and heart.
So you mentioned this is a world premiere. So what's next for Trinity after this world premiere here in Baltimore?
Well, Lena Waithe is a big name, so I'd be surprised if there isn't outside interest. And in fact, she's attracted some other big names, Debbie Allen, Issa Rae, have come to Center Stage to do talkbacks after performances of Trinity. As a playwright, Lena Waithe has given herself a very tough task. There's a tricky balance that has to be maintained. You don't want to deliberately confuse the audience, but at the same time, you have a protagonist, character A, who is confused herself. The result can feel fragmented, but it also feels like an intriguing architectural elevation, a cross-section of the creative process. I should issue a brief caveat. There is profanity and adult situations in the play. This is a play that makes the audience work, and that is not at all a bad thing. Trinity makes a strong impression, and it sticks with you.
All right, Trinity's at Baltimore Center Stage. It's been extended through March 15th. Next week, Judy, we're going to talk about Dance Nation, a new show at the Fells Point Corner Theater. And very quickly, this Saturday, there's a special staged reading of a play called Squeaky. Who's that by?
It's by a Baltimore native. It's an autobiographical comedy by Jeff Cohen, and he is an alum of Friends School, and his career is as a playwright, producer, and director. So we got a couple multi-hyphenates at Center Stage.
All right, look forward to that as well. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much. And that's it for us today here on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, the former CEO of the Pratt Library System and the 14th Librarian of Congress, our good friend Dr. Carla Hayden, will be the guest host, so make sure you tune in for that. And Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Sam Burmis Dawes and Rob Civic produce our program. Austin Cogman from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. We're also happy to welcome Amy Walters to the crew. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR.